Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be making observations about all 32 NHL teams so far. In this podcast, I make some observations I have made about every NHL team so far this season. Anaheim Ducks. Mason McTavish has elevated his level of play this season. Expect big things from him because he's playing alongside Frank Vetrano and Ryan Strome on the second line, which could make him a solid second line center this season. He could even outshine 2023 second overall pick Leo Carlson. If McTavish can be a solid second line center for Anaheim, that will be a huge boost for the core of Anaheim. Arizona Coyotes. Logan Cooley is the real deal and is tied with Connor Bedard for the rookie lead in points. For now, Cooley is Arizona's second line center, but it won't be long before he becomes the team's first line center. Boston Bruins. Matthew Poitras could have a big role on the team this season. After a strong preseason, Matthew Poitras made the NHL roster and has now worked his way up to become the second line center alongside Brad Marchand. Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo's best line thus far has been the line centered by Casey Mittelstadt, with Jordan Greenway and Zach Benson on his wings. Speaking of Zach Benson, he has been impressive so far and has not looked out of place during regular season play. Calgary Flames. Noah Hanifin is off to a fantastic start to the season. He already has 4 points in 3 games while averaging over 22 minutes of ice time. Adam Ruzicka, who made an impression last season, has 3 points in 3 games and earned himself a spot on the second line alongside Nazem Kadri and Dylan Dubé. Carolina Hurricanes. Frederik Andersen and Antti Raanta have been a bit shaky in the early going, which is something to monitor moving forward. Peter Kochekov could see some playing time as well this season if either of the two goalies get hurt. On the plus side, their offense has been absolutely lethal, averaging 19 goals for, which is tied for the league lead with Detroit and Ottawa. Chicago Blackhawks. Every news outlet is talking about Connor Bedard, so let's talk about some lesser known players who have made an impact so far. Alex Vlasic and Arvid Soderblom. Alex Vlasic has been everything that Chicago has needed on the blue line, serving as a great shutdown pair alongside Seth Jones. Arvid Soderblom has been stellar in his 2 starts against Boston and then Toronto. Colorado Avalanche. Ryan Johansson was an excellent addition for the Colorado Avalanche as the second line center and is the perfect net front presence to play alongside already lethal players on Colorado's top power play unit. Columbus Blue Jackets. David Yurecek, he has all the tools to be an elite two-way defenseman. Patrick Laine as the first line center has done alright. He has 2 points, but as the center for that line, he has not done enough on the defensive side of the puck as he is a -3. Dallas Stars. After a blistering fast start to last season, Jason Robertson has been pedestrian in his first 2 games of the season, failing to register a point. Same thing with Miro Heiskanen, who hasn't registered a point either. If Dallas is to go anywhere this year, these 2 players need to play better. Detroit Red Wings. Detroit may have something special this year, at least with this offensive firepower. Alex DeBrincat leads the league in points with 8, and Dylan Larkin also has 6 points. Their defense has been especially productive, with Shane Gostisbehere, Moritz Seider, Jeff Petrie, and Jake Walman contributing 11 points combined, which is a huge improvement from last year. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Edmonton Oilers. The goaltending situation is something to monitor this season. Edmonton will most likely go with the hot hand, so if that goalie gets a win, they will likely get the next start until they get a loss. The Connor Brown experiment has ended, and he has been demoted to the third line. So now there is a gigantic hole on the second line alongside RNH and Zach Hyman, now that Dreisdahl is playing alongside McDavid and Kane. Florida Panthers. Evan Rodriguez was an excellent addition in the offseason, and he has already proved his worth, leading the Panthers in points with 5. Sam Reinhart has also had a good start to the season with 4 points. In the absence of both Brandon Montour and Aaron Ekblad, it seems as though Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Nico Mikkola are the defensemen who will have to step up. Los Angeles Kings. Anze Kopitar and Kevin Fiala were their best players per usual, leading the team in points with 4 apiece. But they also did get production from Philip Deneau and Trevor Moore, who both chipped in 4 points as well. Cam Talbot has clearly been the better goalie this season and should get the tougher games. Minnesota Wild. With the injury to Matt Boldy, It leaves a massive gap in the lineup, so it will be interesting to see how they replace him in the lineup. It will be up to players such as Brandon Duhaime and Frederick Goudreau to step up in his absence. Philip Gustafson has clearly solidified himself as the number one goalie for Minnesota. Montreal Canadiens. Losing Kirby Dach for the season is gonna hurt, but it will also open up opportunities for other players such as Raphael Harvey-Pinard or Yaroslav Slavkovsky to play on the top line. Alex Newhook has been a good pickup. He already has 3 points this season, which is much better than at this point of last season. Nashville Predators. Roman Josi is off to a slow start to the season, but he should find his groove soon. Ryan O'Reilly has arguably been the best player for Nashville and has been a very good fit alongside Philip Forsberg. Watch out for Tommy Novak as the season progresses. New Jersey Devils. Nico Hischier and Timo Meier have been dead quiet through the first 3 games of the season. Neither player have recorded a point. The Devils might break up the two in order to spark something because that line has been completely useless. New York Islanders. Once again, the New York Islanders are struggling to score goals, having only scored 4 goals in the 2 games they played as a team. But thanks to Ilya Sorokin and a great defense, they only allowed 2 goals against. New York Rangers. The core four for the Rangers have started off strong, but they will need the young players such as Alexi Lafreniere and Kaapo Kakko to contribute as well if they are to have a good season. Igor Shesterkin has been great as well and has given his team a chance to win every game he's played, with the exception of the blowout games, in which the Rangers were just simply outplayed. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. Ottawa Senators. All the preseason hype about the Ottawa Senators seem to be real, at least for the first couple games of the season. The Senators have 7 players in their lineup who have a point per game. Josh Norris is the X factor for the team. Not only does he have great chemistry with Drake Batherson, but he also gives the Senators 3 good scoring lines. Philadelphia Flyers. Sean Couturier has looked really good thus far for not having played hockey in over 2 years. Travis Konechny has had a terrific start to the season with 3 goals and 5 points in 3 games. Carter Hart, who also had a strong start to last season, is off to a strong start to this season. With a 2-1 record, a 2.35 GAA, a .922 save percentage, and 1 shutout. Pittsburgh Penguins. Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, and Jake Guentzel all have tremendous starts to this season, each recording 5-plus points apiece, while Brian Rust and Riley Smith added 4 points apiece. Erik Karlsson and Chris Letang have both contributed offensively from the back end, and Erik Karlsson is really starting to gel with his new team. San Jose Sharks. Mackenzie Blackwood has been great in his starts for his new team. Although he has yet to record a win and has a 3.36 GAA, he has faced 94 shots in his 2 starts and has saved 87 of them. If Blackwood plays like this all year, that will be a huge win for San Jose. Seattle Kraken. The Seattle Kraken have struggled to score as a team, having only scored 3 goals in 4 games. They have also struggled to keep the puck out of the net as well, allowing 12 goals against. This is an awful start to the season for a Seattle team who had very high expectations heading into the season. St. Louis Blues. It's tough to gauge how good St. Louis is going to be this season because they have only played in 2 or 3 games. But if Jordan Binnington can continue to play like he has thus far, it'll be a good thing. Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay has struggled to keep the puck out of the net in the absence of star goaltender Andre Vasilevskiy, having given up 17 goals against in 4 games. Offensively, their superstars have shined, but one player who has been a letdown is defenseman Mikhail Sergachev, who only has 1 point in 4 games and is a -6 this season. Toronto Maple Leafs. Austin Matthews, John Tavares, and William Nylander have all had amazing starts to this season, putting up 6 points apiece. Ilya Samsonov has struggled in his first 2 starts, posting a 1-1 record with a 4.42 GAA and a .839 save percentage. Joseph Woll could see more playing time as the season progresses if Samsonov continues to struggle. Vancouver Canucks. Thatcher Demko has been stellar so far this season and will need to continue to be a rock in goal for Vancouver. Brock Besser had a whale of a game in the season opener, recording 4 points, which is a huge confidence booster for him. Rick Tocchet has completely changed the level of compete in this team, as they seem to be a much hungrier team than in last year under Bruce Boudreau. Vegas Golden Knights. The Vegas Golden Knights are a scary team. Not only did they not have a Stanley Cup hangover, they are now a well-oiled machine that can score with proficiency while defending at a high level. Through the first 4 games, they are 4-0 with 14 goals for and 5 goals against, and have yet to yield a goal against on the PK. Washington Capitals. Washington as a team looks very slow and old. Their core players especially look expired and like they are preserving energy for critical moments. The power play, which has been very proficient in recent years, is not nearly as lethal because of the obvious decline in Nicklas Backstrom and the static movement on the power play. Winnipeg Jets. Both Connor Hellebuyck and Mark Scheifele were locked up to long-term deals, but that might not actually be a good thing for Winnipeg because that kind of puts Winnipeg in no man's land. Now they are stuck in a position where they're not bad enough to rebuild, yet they're not good enough to contend. With this, it is very likely they will try to fight to be a wildcard team along with a lot of other teams in the Western Conference. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. You really can't draw any conclusions from watching the first couple games of the season. There will certainly be changes and adjustments that happen throughout the course of the season. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about young players making a splash for their NHL teams.